Sam, could you maybe once again just briefly delineate the role of government on this issue of immigration and of boundaries and nationhood, as opposed to the role of the individual or the role of the church in responding to other individuals who are in our communities that may be from other parts of the world?
Absolutely, Isaac, and I think that's a great, great question. When we on this program talk about biblical worldview, and I'm going to use that word right now, that means looking at the world from a biblical perspective as God looks at it. So we can't talk about government or church or the individual or differences between nations without saying, well, what does God say about them? Well, what we know is that God has these institutions. He has the individual. We all answer to God independently for ourselves. He has the family. That now is its own structure, fundamental bedrock of all nations. Then you have civil government, which can vary one nation to the other, but that's what forms the nation. And then you have the church. All of these work together in God's plan. Now, the purpose of government is to, Romans 13, enact justice. Now, what that mean? That means praise those who do well. And I'm going to put in praise those who do well biblically, according to the definition of what God says is good, and punish those who do evil, to enact justice against those who break that law. That's the purpose of civil government, to put into effect a structure that can allow all people to come and experience freedom. When that happens, then you have a nation to which people want to come. When you have a nation that does not do what God wants, then you have a nation from which people want to flee. And the reason that people have wanted to come to the United States is because we've had a system based on biblical principles, God's design, and so, like a light to the nations, the people have come and want to come for the freedom that it's here. But if we don't keep it anchored, Isaac, to biblical principles and the purpose which God made it, we will not only lose our freedom, but the light to the nations will also go out. So it's very, very critical, but it's anchored on God's word and God's design for what a nation is and its relationship to who God is.